Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today is Hoops for St. Jude Day. What does that mean for you? Well, you can head on over to grizzlies.com/St. Jude, make donations, and be entered to win lots of cool stuff. Right now, from 11 to noon, that would be a Grizzly skate deck autographed by Dylan Brooks. Brevin Knight, we call Mr. Keep It Real here on the show. He's going to be busy tonight at halftime in addition to his normal duties. He joins us now. Brevin, what's good, man?
Man, nothing much, man. How y'all doing?
All good.
Pretty good.
Doing the best we can, you know. Doing the best we can. So, you're coaching, you're not playing. Are your playing days, are you retired? Can you officially break that news here on the show, Brevin?
Well, that can be officially broken time and time again in terms of news. I will never play basketball ever again for any reason.
It's funny that you say that, man, because I don't know a lot of former pro basketball players, but the ones that I do know, like, you know, maybe the average civilian thinks, oh, they still play pickup. They still
stay in shape. Yeah, yeah.
But most I talk to about this, they don't, and you're going to be added to that list. Why are you so religiously against hooping anymore?
Physically, it's not advantageous for me to get out there anymore to do it. I'm in no shape to run around and play it anymore. And just the desire to do it is gone. I tell everybody, it's like when you just go out there and play with your friends, and that's what y'all do. You have a regular job, and then maybe on the weekends y'all play, or you're in a league every now and then. That's just an every now and then thing. When it's your job that you have to do year round, and I've been playing basketball since I was 3 years old, it just got to a point where I was just done playing basketball. The joy of it was no longer there to do it, and my new love of golf has taken over for that.
Brevin, it's always important to donate to St. Jude year-round, but there does seem to be quite a bit of extra incentive to do it today.
Oh, yeah, today is a fun day. It's going to be, like you said, we it's something that you should always, if you can, take time to donate, because St. Jude is such a lifesaver, and it's one in which helps those families to be able to deal with the pressures of going through a illness with their child, and it alleviates any of the costs for them. And so today we wanted to make sure we keep that in mind. But while we're doing it, since it is Hoops for St. Jude, we got a little game at halftime of tonight's game. And so it's going to be Team Brevin versus Team Elliott Perry, of course, the losing team. And what people can do, as you already said, you can go to grizzlies.com and make sure when you do donate under the Team Brevin side, because we not only want to win the game, but we want to win in donations also. So it's just a fun way to just get people engaged more and to continue to show the support for St. Jude, but while doing it, just having a little bit of fun also.
Well, you got one of the best women hoopers ever come out of Memphis in Ashley Shields. Now, did you draft Ashley Shields, or did you fortunate enough to be assigned Ashley Shields to your team, Brevin?
Ashley was my number one draft.
Stood.
It wasn't even a wait until later, think about it. That was when I sat down and looked at everyone that was available. That was who I wanted first. And I was happy that Elliott Perry went another way that allowed me to get Ashley. And she's gonna be my go-to. She's gonna have to be the horse for our team. But I do have I do have some things up under my sleeve for some others on the team.
We're certainly excited to see that. Hey, Brevin, on a note about the Grizzlies here, there's no manual, there's no script, there's no handbook on how you handle a situation like the one the Grizzlies are in. But when you think about, you know, the games since Ja Morant has left the team, they win five games, two against the Warriors, two against the Mavericks, including, of course, on Saturday in a dramatic fashion, just really taking it to them there at Golden State at home. What has enabled the Grizz to navigate this, honestly, as well as they have?
I think because they've been here before. Maybe not to this extent with having Steven be out, with having Brandon Clark now out for the season, and then have Giles also. But they've been able to play with the next man up mentality now for a couple of seasons. And when you have good enough players that are able to go out and continue to play at a high level, and they do it together, it's been good. But I also think we've just had some really good individual performances. I think Dylan has been fantastic at both ends of the floor. Yep. Jaren has, started to see Jaren take that step in terms of being a go-to player for them. And I like his willingness to take shots. And he's mixing up his game. That's been fun. Tyus has just been the ultimate leader that you would be expected for him to be. And Desmond Bain, I start calling him Downhill Dez now with the way that he has been attacking the basket and playing. So I think they've had individual performances across the board. X has been good. I mean, we can go across. Roddy has come off the bench and shown. I think that's the individual performances combine that with the collective being around one another, playing the same way all year, has just allowed them to find a nice groove.
I do, and I feel like we almost ought to send a thank you note to Draymond Green, and since the Dylan Brooks, you mentioned him right at the top, it almost, you know, refocused him, if anything else, with that podcast talk, because he's been locked in, like you said, for the most part, on both ends. You're seeing a different Dylan Brooks since those words came out, feels like to me. You agree?
I agree 100%. I think it's been the most engaged Dylan Brooks that we've seen for an extended period of time. I mean, sometimes we get a couple games, and then you get a couple games where it's like, oh, just a little bit, we lost concentration.
Yep.
We haven't had one of those, and within games, it's been the most efficient Dylan Brooks that we have seen in a long time. So I'm happy for him because I know he is just the ultimate in wanting to win and be the best that he could be. He doesn't really care what anybody thinks about it. It's what I love about him. And so I'm happy to kind of just see things turn for him in terms of both ends of the floor coming together.
How much do you enjoy the back and forth between Memphis and Golden State?
Oh, I love it. It's great for the game. I love it. And I love the fact that every day we wake up, there's another comment from them about us.
Yeah.
Like at some point in time, you would say, like, well, you guys are the four. You guys got the four rings. We're just only thing we're doing. We're just trying to be antagonizers. That's all. Can we get under your skin in any way, shape, or form? And I think Dylan has done a fantastic job of making sure, as he says, he has space out in San Francisco. He rents some real estate in San Francisco now.
Not to take anything away from Clay, but you know he made the sort of first comment about Jaren back when they won the finals, you know, on the podium, which was odd that he remembered that at that moment.
But
now that he's doing it while they're losing, right? He's looking over at Dylan on the bench in a blowout, and he's doing the 1-2-3-4 thing. Like, doesn't that look a little silly? Like, given the context, like you're talking about things that happened in the past, full credit, while getting beat by 15 and on track to be a 6 or a 7 seed this year.
If you were in his shoes, what cards do you hold?
True.
You only hold championship cards. So that's why Dylan said they can continue to wave those cards. We don't live in the moment for what's happening right now. Respect what they have done in the past. One of the greatest teams during that time that you can think of, with the way as many championships they went to and winning the four. We give them all the credit, but this is a different day. And so for this day and these teams, that's all they care about. That's all Dylan and this Grizzlies team is worried about, And so, again, that just lets you know that you're thinking about us. And that's the one thing that the Grizzlies want is they just want – and they want to know that in some way, shape, or form, it is working in their favor.
BK, what are you telling Ja Morant if you're a teammate of his as he gets set to reincorporate himself, no eligible tonight, probably expect him back later on in the week? Just in terms of you're one of his teammates, you've seen, you know what he's been through here, through the 8-game suspension, you know how much of it was clearly self-inflicted, all that. Just in terms of what you're telling him for this stretch run, what you need from him, and having that talk, what are you saying to Ja?
The first thing is welcome home, because it being back in the locker room, being around the guys is home for players during the season. And then from there, we've got your back. Like, we're going to go out here and battle the same way we battled before this incident happened. We're going to fight together, and we're going to continue to play that way. The only thing that I would say is we just expect for you to be Ja Morant. That's all it is. You don't have to live up to any other expectation when you walk into this locker room with us other than just being Ja Morant. And so I think that'll be more than enough for him. And just the fact of being back and being able to be in a locker room, to be able to go on a road trip, to get on the plane, to do all of the norms, I think will be really huge for him.
We are, of course, talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. Man, speaking of which, I got to ask you, And maybe, you don't want to speak on it, but, like, how is there not an opening at Stanford, man? Like, what are we doing? What has happened?
That is a question that I will pose to our AD as to where to, just to see where their heads are. But, again, I tell them this is – another year, and it's the seventh year in a row that I have not been able to fill out a bracket for the NCAA tournament because Stanford is not in it. And so that becomes an issue for me. And it doesn't – we are in a results-oriented business. Mm-hmm. This is nothing about do I like you or not like you. At the end of the day, you got to win games, and we're not winning basketball games. We've done a good job at recruiting, they say, in terms of getting players. We got to figure out a way to win basketball games. And I think for all of us former Stanford players and especially a lot of us that had a hand in getting the program to a respectable place, I think it's just a valid question to ask, where are we going from here?
Now, a quote-unquote West Coast team hasn't won the NCAA tournament since 1997. Is there a chance that, maybe UCLA or Gonzaga, and I don't know how much of them you have seen this year, but do you think either of them have the ingredients to break that streak? It's been a long time, BK.
It has been a long time. And I think Gonzaga, with their age, UCLA lost – I think they lost a big defender, though.
They did,
right,
yeah.
Right before the tournament that could hurt them going down the road. This is why I say I think it's just as open as a year to win a national championship as it is as open a year to win an NBA championship. Whereas whoever gets hot at the right time, you can be the healthiest or your guys playing the best can win. And so between UCLA and Gonzaga, hitting their stride at the right time will put them in a position. But I think with how college basketball has gone to this point in the tournament, I think it's whoever's playing their best basketball will put themselves in the best position, and that can be come from any coast.
And then last thing I just had, Brevin, because you've played the position, you know what it takes to get the NBA, you know how hard it is to play in the NBA. A guy like Kendrick Davis is, who obviously diminutive, but a guy who usually makes the right decisions, got a great mid-range game, reminds you a little bit of Chris Paul, but I'm certainly not comparing him as a player. But is there a place in the NBA, as tough as it is, for a guy like Kendrick Davis?
Is there a place? Yes. Is that place hard? Is it going to be hard? It's going to be hard. And I think that it's almost going back to the days of size over substance. And unfortunately, that's still the way the game is navigated. And so I would hope that he would get a chance. He's going to have to show that he can be a full point guard. He can make plays for others. He can defend bigger players. And that'll give him a chance. We know that he can score, but the only thing I say about that is when you leave from college, you, when you're in college, you have a green light to shoot when you want to shoot.
No doubt.
And so that gives you the opportunity to find a rhythm. When you you're a young guy, you got to fit a role. And so is he going to be good enough to fit a role and then get your shots when you're able to get them? Or does it, or is there a team that believes he can score at that size? That has yet to be proven. Isaiah Thomas was fantastic at scoring, and he still couldn't get in the league. And it was all just because of his size. And so, unfortunately, the size will matter. He's going to have to do all of the little things great, but there's no denying that he should be an NBA player.
Grizzlies.com/St. Jude. Donate, and you have a chance to win lots of very cool stuff. Hey, Brevin, man, appreciate the time,
you,
as
brother.
Always. Good stuff.
Man, good talking to you guys, man. Have a good one.
You
yes,
too.
Sir. He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real. Catch him on Bally Sports Grizzlies broadcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.